fed by his old man anymore. Tragically, he squeaks and moans, barks out of fear all alone. A nurse walks past on and off, treats him with patience and love. Restlessly walking around, restlessly, he then lies down, impatiently waiting for his man, thinking about way back when. Yesterday they walked freely still, together through the woods and over the hill. No more of that will happen again, for death is definitely the end. With subtle steps he moves towards his aching, fading overlord. He lies on a throne, cold and hard, fighting for what he's worth. He coughs as he tries to say, "Farewell, my friend," but his words fade. The man sighs and closes his eyes. In good company, he peacefully dies. His hand gets cold, the dog steps back, slowly settles down by the bed. He guards his man like Bobby did, watchfully grieves as he sits. Yesterday they walked freely still, together through the woods and over the hill. Now a memory, once a man, when thoughts live on, life won't change.